Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to the first episode of Clicking Balls for 2017. This will be our third year recording this shit.
Yeah.
So a little bit of a hodgepodge during the AFL off-season, so we'll cover footy, cricket, UFC, and anything else that comes up. It's just Josh and myself today. Brenton's pulling beers somewhere. So, Josh, you got a highlight of the week in sport?
Oh, for mine? I kind of want to... It's all about Big Bash.
All about the Big Bash.
Big Bash has been fantastic.
It's great. It's always the timing of it, because it's been designed to be a prime time, couple of hours and away you go. But you come home from work and catch the second innings or whatever, or especially after the Boxing Day test. Like you, well, when it wasn't raining, get a full day test match cricket and then go, yeah, now we get to whack some sixes in the afternoon. It's
but,
great.
But I think the best thing too is the first probably eight or nine matches, all spectacular.
There's been two last ball sixes decided games.
Eoin Morgan's last ball six that sunk the Melbourne Stars.
Who was the other one? I can't remember who the other one was. It was hit off Finch, Aaron Finch. I just
wasn't Brisbane. Brisbane Heat, maybe.
I can't remember.
I remember the thing I remember most about that game was Chris Lynn just going fuck it. You see that one where he just went the tonk and it's gone, you know, pretty much into three different time zones.
It's literally cleared the grandstand. I was off Sean Tate.
And he just looks down at Tate and just gives him a wink. Nothing else, just a quick wink.
I was watching that with Pop, and he doesn't like Sean Tate at all, so he was very happy to see that. That one just as soon as he hit it too, it was like a knockout punch in the UFC. You go, ooh, that hurt. It was just such a massive connection.
Got the I was watching that at the sister-in-law's. She's got a sound bar which has got nice bass in it,
right?
And you could feel the bass of that thumb just boom. It's like a gunshot. Yeah,
the nice little wink, like he knew it was good.
How perfect was that though? Just looking down, they made eye contact. He just gone,
camera position too. Knew exactly where the house camera was. It was beautiful. The only criticism of the Big Bash I've always heard is you have all these great moments, but they are so fleeting and unforgettable. Like, as in,
forgettable, you mean?
Forgettable, yeah, exactly. The exact opposite of what I said. Because, like, next year, you go, I remember Chris Lynn hit that big six. You won't remember who he played for, and you won't remember who he hit it against, you know, what team. It's that, you know, I remember this guy, he did something good last year, but no context as into where or when or, you know, like, who played off in the final last year?
Was the Thunder and the Heat, I believe.
I think it was actually the Scorchers.
Scorchers.
But I mean, like, I could be wrong. It could be the Heat, but no, that's what I mean.
All I know is Thunder are the defending champions.
And are now...
One and
just
four.
Won their first game.
Yeah.
So it's just like the A-League, you know? Adelaide defending champions, and I don't know if they've won a game yet.
But I agree with that. But I think a part of it, too, is that it's only a new league, essentially.
This is year seven.
Yeah, but there hasn't been enough... tribal nature of it. Like, people who go are cricket fans.
Yeah, I think the problem is as well is it's still a domestic competition because we've got Australian players playing for the opposite side, like, as if I'm going to cheer against them.
Well, depending on who they are.
No, most of them. I mean, yeah, Watson, fair enough.
I cheered against Watson a bit, which is it's kind of sad because I actually like the way he goes about certain things, not reviews. that part, not a huge fan.
Yeah, well, I think even watching at home, he's reviewed some.
Not the current test, the boxing test, I think it might have been, when the ball's missed Warner's bat by a good, like, 8 inches.
Yes, and they've reviewed it.
They've appealed, it's been turned down, he's reviewed it. I remember hearing the third umpire just go, All right, front foot's okay. Yep, let's have a look. That's nowhere near the bat. Side on? Nope. No need for hotspot. It's nowhere near.
Yeah, it was a good 3 or 4 inches. But
I can understand appealing to avoid the wide call, but reviewing is taking it a long way.
Well, the thing was that the captain as well was in like fourth slip or something. So he didn't have a good view of it. So somebody's convinced him, yeah, I think I heard something. You know, all right, mate, where you go? But anyway, it was a great finish to that test match.
Yeah.
Boxing Day. I thought it was done and dusted. Yeah, no chance at all for a result. And I think the same of the Sydney test match now.
Yeah, I was almost going to put money on no result, but glad I didn't.
Glad you didn't. It was an amazing last day.
But it's all been about the cricket. And like we said, the big bash. I haven't really adopted a team yet, but I'm kind of trying to get towards the start. I think you've got to have a team.
I tried.
I want to go for a Melbourne team, but the Heat are just doing too much that I like.
Okay, fair enough.
And I'm like, well, I guess, you know, I grew up in New South Wales, uni in Adelaide, and living in Victoria. Fuck it, go for Queensland.
Yeah,
you've got
to go for a different side. Yeah, exactly. I do. It's a bit, for me, it's a bit like basketball in the NBA. I sort of follow players more than teams. Mm. Although in the NBA, I guess I'm kind of with the Chicago Bulls. It's more following players. And that's what I feel like the Big Bash is. Because even, you know, you got players that are playing outside their own state anyway, which, I don't know, it seems weirder, even though in AFL, that's nothing. It means nothing.
Well, I guess with AFL, though, they move. Yeah. Like, they actually go live in that state. Whereas I'm quite certain that these guys don't even train together. Yeah,
fly in, fly outs.
Yeah, they'll fly in and meet the team on game day.
Stay at a hotel.
Play and then fuck off home.
Yeah. Probably living out of hotels, especially the international players.
Yeah, but, you know, let's be honest, they're having fun.
Yeah. So, I've enjoyed Kevin Peterson playing out here again.
Did you see when he got stuck into Mark Waugh?
Didn't he?
That was beyond what was comfortable, and Waugh was getting absolutely pissed off.
Yeah, well, so he should. Yeah. He's a shit selector, and he keeps his job, and someone calls him on it. Why not?
But it wasn't like an insinuation. He was flat out saying, you missed a trick there, Junior.
Yeah.
Yeah, how did you keep your job? Like, flat out asked him. I'm like, oh, shit.
Oh, it's great.
It's confrontation.
Nothing wrong with that at all.
And then Howie's in the corner, just like, oh, fuck, I'll just shut up here.
There was another one where Andrew Simons had a go at Brendan McCullum. And I think it might be the game on right now. He said it's going to be the first time, you know, you're going up there and he's calling the game and you're playing. He's like, oh, it's great. I love Andrew. Yeah, he's a great bloke. Did he say that, did he? Yeah, good on him. Like, fair enough. You may as well. At the end of the day, you're just hitting the ball.
Yeah. And look, I have no problem with KP saying what he said, because how often do we hear about the 1 week at a time?
Yeah.
They're a good team. We'll have to try our best. Oh, we got lucky. We didn't. Fuck it. If you've got something to say, say it. And yeah, if you can say it to someone's face while sitting right fucking next to them on live TV,
the old Scotty Cummins. The old Scotty Cummins. I still remember Scotty Cummins on the Footy Show. Somebody asked him, you know, it must be great playing with Phil Matera in the forward line, a great little small forward. And he goes, oh, what do you reckon? He's take, take, take. He never gives anything away. I thought it was just a great response rather than, yeah, he's a great player. You know, we really support each other. It's a team effort, blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, KP is in the same mold there. Like, Flintoff was the same when he came out here. What does piss me off about the Big Bash, the commentating is fairly good, but the same ads every fucking time. I do not care about celebrity. Get me out of it.
See, the ads I can deal with. The reason why KFC sponsor it is still beyond me. Because, you know, when you think of an Australian domestic game based on an English sport, or actually as an English sport, you think Southern American fried chicken, obviously. But, I agree. Pumping up MasterChef, that shitty celebrity show, anything else Channel 10's got involved with it, nah. And fucking Sebastian.
I've only seen the Celebrity Jungle one. Like, the others, maybe I'm just blinded by that, my absolute hatred of that one.
No, there's been other ones too. I think X Factor was there. I don't know. I kind of...
But Guy Sebastian, anyway.
Yeah, he was playing on the New Year's Day match.
At the MCG.
Yeah, and no one gave a fuck.
Of course they didn't.
There was fewer people watching him than there were watching the cameras and waving at it. But more people appreciated Bob Hawke's skull.
Well, that's just a tradition now. But I don't know if they've done that before, like have a big name, if you can call Guy Sebastian a big name, halftime entertainment. If this is the first time they've done it, at least they've tried it. And I guess he's a name. I mean, I don't know anything about records.
I think that's
sales.
Less about having a big name and more about Channel 10 cross-burning their shit.
Yep. Yeah, it might be more of that, too.
They've paid money for it, and let's be honest, they're probably the shittiest free-to-air channel.
I don't know. I hardly watch
commercial free to air anyway.
Well, I only watch sport on free to air these days.
Yeah, but 7 and 9 have, you know, a lot bigger shows than Channel 10.
Do they? I'll take your word for it. If it's not footy or cricket, I probably don't. No, there is nothing else I watch on free to air. Everything else is usually streaming.
Yeah, but so Channel 10's gone, right, we're pumping up fucking everything. And they've probably gone a little bit too hard, let's be honest.
Well, is it their biggest... it probably is their biggest investment for the year. Oh, no, MasterChef would probably be their biggest
show. How much would that actually cost them to make, though?
MasterChef?
I wouldn't have thought it'd be that much.
Oh, the licensing, for starters.
Yeah, but I thought the format was changed so much that the licensing would be minimal, considering the original licenses have now adopted their format.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Uh-huh. If you're the first ones in and it's got your name, that's it. You write checks from there on.
Yeah, fair enough.
No, it looks like a big production. I mean, they fly overseas and shit. And what's this, about season 54? So the guy's pay packets have got to be going up.
Oh, that's the other one they advertise, My Kitchen Rules. Fucking hate that show.
Is that on Channel 10?
I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure they're advertising it. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, again, I haven't seen it, so.
Yeah, well, it's hard to find someone likable on those shows.
Yeah, it's very rare. I mean, I got into a couple of seasons of MasterChef, I think.
See, MasterChef, at least they sort of, initially at least, I haven't watched the last couple of seasons, they were all about support.
Yeah.
So someone's like, all right, I want to be, you know, a cook or a chef or whatever. And they're like, all right, well, this dish sucked a bit, but here's what you could have done to make it better. And they were empowering people. Whereas now it's just like, oh, here's someone who had fucking cancer or whatever.
Yeah.
Hey, watch them cry on television.
I've had enough sob stories. I did watch an episode of The American Ones, and they are such backstabbing assholes. They're like, well, I'm here to win. I'm going to fuck him up. He's my biggest challenge. I'm going to kick him out as soon as I can. And it's like, oh, okay, you're assholes. But Ramsay's in there, and when it comes to people being assholes, he out-assholes them all. Just absolutely rips shreds off them, and that was nice. So if I could watch an edit that's just him ripping shreds out of them, and I'm sure that edit exists on YouTube, that's all, The American Ones.
I'd like to see Nigella Lawson do a Gordon Ramsay. Just lose her fucking shit.
Or I'd like to see Nigella Lawson be on the brunt of a Gordon Ramsay. What the fuck is this shit? Put the fucking phone down. Stop taking selfies. And get the fucking shit sandwich or whatever he does. Anyways, so the cricket's got a few... Are we about halfway in the Big Bash?
Yeah. Something like that. The best thing, too, is their scheduling. They've got a match a day.
Yeah.
Except for, you know, Christmas Day and a couple of others.
A couple of doubleheaders and stuff
on
like
New
that.
Year's Day and... yeah, and it goes all the way up until Australia Day, one day series.
There you are.
And so, then I think on the 27th and 28th, they have the finals.
So then the international one day is against Sri Lanka, and I think there's a couple of T20s.
Yeah, there's a couple of T20s.
And then after that, you get into the Women's League, starts up for 7 weeks.
The AFL?
Yeah.
See, here's something I have seen a lot of people online saying, it's a gimmick, it's not going to work, whatever. It's not going to overtake the men's league. It never, ever will it happen. But I do want to think they can get a return on investment.
Well, that's what it is, though. It's an investment, isn't it? They're not trying to make direct profit. They're trying to grow a new fan base. And if it does make a direct profit in 5 or 10 years, hey.
And let's be honest. If you're in charge of AFL, if you're Gil and you're sitting there, any business, if you're not expanding, you're dying.
Yeah.
And so, all right, we want to expand. All right, Queensland, New South Wales, we're stalled there. We're not really expanding.
Yeah.
And let's be honest, the amount of money you're going to sink in to make Queensland work...
And have.
It's not going to happen. Not in the short... That's going to be 2 decades worth of investment, if it works at all.
Yeah, and so is the women's game.
But that's what I mean. The women's game, it's a much easier conversion.
Yeah.
Because you're already using established teams. And if you're a Collingwood supporter, you're going to go for the Collingwood women's team.
Yeah, and look, even just the positive PR they've had before a ball's even been kicked has probably paid for itself. But
there have been some people saying it's disgusting they're getting paid so little. It's like, well, let's be honest, they're not paying that much money in.
Yeah,
and I can understand the point. They're saying they put in just as much effort, whatever. That's kind of true.
So do a lot of suburban footballers.
Yeah, and look, the NBL guys put in just as much effort as the NBAs. They're getting paid 1/100th because that's the amount of money coming into that league.
End of the day, it's a business, not a charity.
Yeah. And
albeit non-for-profit, apparently.
Yeah, I would love to see the day when the women are paid the same as the men, because that would mean they're drawing in the same crowds and the same merchandising, the same money. I did see one argument against the Women's League was that groups like the old Reserves League and the VFL are struggling, whatever. Valid, but I would say that the Women's League doesn't have the same challenges.
No.
Because the Reserves League, you're getting players who aren't good enough to play A's, or they've dropped back through injury or whatever. Oh. People who are going to see them, they don't give a shit. And the players who are playing don't want to be there. They want to be in the A's league.
It's a generalisation, but for the most part. It's a stepping stone league, whereas the women's league is the highest for the women. But at the same time, like I don't go and watch VFL matches. I'm not going to go to any women's AFL games, but I mean, if it's on, I'll watch it.
But I might actually turn up just because they're having it at suburban grounds.
They're playing some at the proper grounds, aren't they?
I don't know
about the interstate ones.
Not that many. I think a lot of them. I know definitely Witten Oval and Arden Street have got games. Yeah. I'm pretty sure Prince's Park.
Arden Street? You haven't got a team, have you?
No, but they've got a game for some reason.
Carlton or somebody.
I honestly don't know who's
playing. See, there you go. It'll be interesting to see how it goes. I mean, I'll still keep an eye on it, but I'm not going to... even if there was a Hawthorn side. You know. Anyway, that's coming up.
I think it's a good option.
It's something.
And I think it can develop into something good. It'll never be a massive sport just because people don't tend to watch women's sport, which is unfortunate. But for all the women who are saying, you know, these women should be paid more, turn up.
Yeah.
Turn up, buy the merch.
I like the old Ronda Rousey response to that, you know, about equal pay and that kind of stuff. She goes, look, I get paid more than the men because I draw in more money.
Yeah, and that's fair enough.
That's it. It's all a meritocracy.
Yeah, and if you're, you know, want to support the women's league and buy Moana Hope gear, buy Daisy Pierce gear, whatever.
They're the two names, you know.
Yep, pretty much. Turn up on Facebook, say hi.
Yeah, everything. Exactly. There's a lot of people saying, yes, I'm all for this. I'm so excited. I'm going to support it. Make sure you do, because otherwise it's waste of time.
Because in the end, no matter how many times you retweet or repost something.
Unless you're actually fucking out there doing it.
Paying a dollar or turning up.
Yep, absolutely.
Hello, I'll probably turn up to a game just to see it.
I'm busy that day. Speaking of Ronda, we'll go into a little UFC talk. We had, was it 206?
207.
207 on the weekend. Actually, a really impressive card to finish off the year. I think we've had more title changes this year than any other year. I've got no research to back that up, but it just feels right.
Sounds legit.
The two title matches are very contrasting, but you saw both fights? All the fights?
No.
Is this any yet? Cody Garbrandt and Dominic Cruz was a late contender for fight of the year. I could not believe, like, everyone knew Cody had power, had no clue he had that speed and that level of movement. That was amazing.
Yeah, neither did I. He fucked up my multi.
He out-cruised Cruz.
I got 9 out of 10. He was the one I fucking missed.
9 out of 10? How much is that worth?
I think it was about 80 to 1.
81.
Well, the thing was,
Cody. I wouldn't have picked Cody.
No, they had great odds on Nunes.
Fuck it. Yeah, I saw somebody, like, she was paying $2.30.
I got her at $3.10.
That's ridiculous.
I knew from way back she would have her, simply because she has a better training camp and she is a killer.
Damn, we'll just go with the previous fight first before we move on. So, the Cody and Dominic fight. Dominic has obviously never fought somebody who has shown that much disrespect in the ring. The way he was dancing and bobbing and weaving and doing push-ups and, you know, walking back to the center of the cage and saying, right here. And there was the one great exchange where I think Cruz threw five punches and hit nothing but air all the time and got knocked down three times in the third. Just absolutely amazing. And then Cody does, you know, gives the belt to the poor lad who's going through leukemia and stuff like that. I'm like, there goes all the girls. Yeah. Now, if I was Dominic Cruz, I'd challenge that kid. Cause I reckon I could take that kid and take the belt off him. But Cody, like, I don't know where he goes from here, because to thoroughly beat Cruz like that, it's just amazing. Absolutely amazing. It makes you think he might have gone past him a little bit. But also, after the fight, Cruz was analysing his own fight, and it was such a great press conference afterwards, where he's saying, you know, I lost. This is what happens. You come back. You got to, take it on the chin.
Got to review it as well.
And he did take it on the chin several times. Now, the big fight, Ronda and Nunes.
Is it Nunes or Nunes?
Nunes.
I've always said Nunes, and it seems like that's what they say too.
Everyone says Nunes, is that I've heard. First off, Ronda looked like she was in the best shape of her career, and I think that makes this worse. Because it says that she wasn't lazy, she wasn't distracted, she was dedicated.
And yeah. Just...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
She was dedicated to becoming a boxer.
Dedicated to the wrong stuff.
As long as she's sticking with Edmund, she's not going to improve.
And everybody said it. Everybody said it.
Yeah, I'm not going to pretend I'm a fucking genius, my mate, saying that. Everyone's saying
but,
it.
But I mean, now it's like, even Joe Rogan's not, well, her camp's kind of wrong. And I was, you know, listening to Matt Serra talk about it too. He's saying, like, even Edmund's saying, clinch, clinch, clinch. And like, well, mate, you got to get to a clinch first. You got to do something to get to there.
Mm.
Because at the moment, walking in and headbutting a fist isn't working. But I want to move away from the dumping on Ronda a little bit. Because if she did change camps and got the proper coaching, she could still be as good as she was hyped up to be. Because she is that good an athlete and has that mentality. Just lacking one area and refusing to get the right coaching to fix it. She's not refusing to put in the work because she was huge in that fight.
Mm.
Like, I even sent a message to Brenton, like, she looks so huge that if she pissed hot, I wouldn't be surprised. Obviously, she wouldn't, but it's just so frustrating that she could actually be the greatest ever, mm. you know, instead of, you know, the first champ.
The thing is, though, I can fully understand her wanting to work on her stand-up because that's where she lacks.
Yeah, it's where the fight starts.
Yeah, but she's not there. And even if she decides that boxing is her thing, Edmund's not the one to teach her, obviously, because she's getting pounded.
She's fiercely loyal. That's the way it goes.
And look, fair enough. Her mum actually did post something that listed her achievements, and they're spectacular.
When you consider she's 29.
Yeah. And
although, on that, she did list one of her achievements as no kids.
I did see that.
I thought, that's a bit weird, Mum, but all right.
Well, maybe she's just saying she hasn't, you know, managed to get knocked up or whatever.
Yeah, well, your guard passing's good.
Hmm. But I think she can definitely come back, but she desperately needs at least an alternative trainer. Like, she doesn't have to leave Edmund. I would prefer she did, but, you know, whatever. But get someone else to help her. Well, train MMA,
team,
not train boxing that then you use in MMA.
Team Alpha Male have extended the olive branch and they've offered her. But
get fuck there.
I mean, everybody's offered her. I mean, I feel like starting up a Kickstarter to get Winkleman.
Shit, let Baz Rutten train her.
Oh, Baz would be awesome. Yeah, let anybody.
But only reason is so he could corner her.
Yeah. Dungada, 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 dung. Don't do that again. Love me some Baz. Bus.
Top bloke.
He's awesome. The undercard was pretty good too. There was a massive fucking knockout on Mike Pyle. The kind of knockout that you think, mate, head trauma like that, give it away. For a bloke that's been fighting the UFC for the better part of 20 years. He got a performance of the night too, Garcia, I think. So yeah, it was a good card and a good year for the UFC with lots of title changes. But I think, yeah, that's right. Nunes is the first bantamweight defense since Ronda Rousey beat Betch Cojera, which is a long time ago now.
Well, with that, though, I know this is a very early sort of statement to make. I honestly can't see any of the other women in there challenging Nunes.
No, she's cleaned it out.
Because you had Holly Holm, who took the belt, obviously.
Now gone up to 145.
Yeah, but at this stage, she was pretty one-dimensional in terms of, you know, stand up, keep them at distance, whatever. And Misha Tate, who
retired.
Slightly above average at everything.
Yeah.
But not exceptional at anything, but was able to round out home.
Yep.
and then just destroyed.
Yeah. Who got her again? Or was it Pena?
Yeah. Pena?
Yeah.
Pena.
No.
Yeah. And then Nunes just came and went, nah, not having this shit.
I don't know if you saw the weigh-ins.
Where Rouse just came on and went off?
Yeah, well, that's what she does. But Nunes was wearing the lion's head mask thing.
No, I didn't see that bit, actually.
Yeah, you could probably do without that, champ. But, I mean, you are literally the champ. You can do whatever the fuck you like. But
oh, let her go.
Did look a little bit cringeworthy to me.
She wants to bring her missus along as well. She's welcome to do that.
I mean, that's fine. That's fine. But that's not wearing a rubber fucking lion's head. A bit different than bringing the missus along than wearing a rubber lion's head on the way in.
Well, which one will piss off the American supporters more?
Vegas don't care.
Until they start fighting in Alabama.
Yeah, I'm going to say, they're not fighting in Kentucky. They're doing just fine. So I think Overeem and Hunt has just been named for 208.
Yeah, did you see
208 or 209?
Hunt has put forward a separate clause.
Yeah.
Like, 'cause UFC wouldn't have it. And Hunt said, all right, we'll do a personal contract between us. If either of us piss hot, meaning you, Overeem, the other person gets their whole salary.
And Overeem signed it, did he?
I don't know. I would be stunned if he did. But it baffles my mind why that is not in every contract.
Yeah, I can't see why. It's clearly something's got to be done about it, especially for the bloke that keeps coming up against them.
Yeah, because essentially this is your job, right?
Yep.
And if I went to my work and I get bonus incentives and I game the system and cheat to get them,
yeah,
I'm going to get those incentives and I'll probably get sacked.
Yeah, I'm going to say, and maybe more.
Yeah, if I game the system somehow. But for whatever reason, using illegal drugs, which a lot of them are illegal, doesn't have that same result in UFC. Maybe because back in the Pride days, that would have meant no one was fighting.
Yeah, they've changed a little bit.
And a lot of people say, oh, everyone's on it. No, I disagree.
Yeah. Roy Nelson's clearly not.
Although Tim Sylvia was. Remember, he had the flabby truck guts, and he's like, oh, I just wanted to shred up. It's like, mate, you're 6'10".
Josh Barnett just got pinged again. I think it's about his fourth or fifth time he's got
that bloke. I like Josh Barnett a lot.
Everyone does.
But, geez, mate,
go
easy.
Go easy. Chael still has a record.
Chael just did not give a fuck. He's like, yep, pissed hot. I was on all the shit.
I like somebody put him up. I think I've said this before, but somebody pulled him up on Twitter and said, how can you talk? You got done for four at once. He goes, six, still the record. Anyways, touch on a little bit of footy then. We did mention the Women's League. I bet the AFL wishes, or at least Fremantle wishes, the Women's League would come sooner because it would cover up all the shit that's going on with them.
With Yaron.
Yaron, well, he's now retired, but he's still contesting it. And they've got, is it Michael Johnson? He's up on charges as well. And a couple of injuries in Sydney and Brisbane. And it's...
Touching the Yaron thing.
Yeah.
He had a full Twitter rant. No, Facebook rant, sorry.
Right. I still don't believe it's true.
Well, he's come out and said that I was hacked. Now, how often does that actually happen?
Really? Did he say that? I haven't heard that because I did hear that he told one of the Fremantle hierarchy, I don't have a Facebook page.
No, I don't.
So, yeah, I don't believe it's true. I believe that it was just fake. But still.
I found it weird that he called Fife a virgin dog.
Interesting.
But is that a subtext insult that I don't know?
I have not heard anybody claim to have heard that insult before.
No.
So it's an interesting one.
Because by all accounts, Fife's a bit of a pants man. And look, I can definitely understand how that could occur.
Yeah, Brownlow medals can do that.
Yeah.
Although he couldn't get Margot Robbie for a date for the Brownlow. He did try, famously.
Well, aiming pretty high, which is fair enough.
Why not?
You've got to, you know, shoot for the stars. And who knows, maybe they'd already been there. Maybe they're going to be there soon. Who can tell? Well, no, she's married now, I think.
Yeah, right, okay.
No. Maybe she was married then.
So it was just about settling in for all the pre-seasons and everybody's, you know, training down the house and, you know, best pre-season ever and all the time trials.
Oh, and the young lads are looking great.
Yeah. God, it's a hard time being an AFL supporter and following, you know, the Facebook pages and, you know, who to look out for this year, everyone.
Even worse is that it's shit posting season, especially right now because it's all pre-season. No one's really hit their straps or anything. Even the AFL.com .com.au has struggled to have content and they've gone with, you know, champion data, best backs.
Yeah.
Did you read that?
No, I couldn't be asked.
Josh Gibson got in over Frawley as a best key defender. I'm not convinced he's a key defender.
It's champion data.
Yeah. Tarrant missed out, which shat me.
Yeah.
But it's
just data, you know. It's like anything, you know, the stats only tell half the story. But at least, I guess, they're unbiased, I guess.
But it's still massive shitposting.
Yeah.
Or did you see the one they had, one post where it was like, what your coach's Christmas wish is? Yeah. And it was just really a dumb shit. Like, we wish that...
You've got to employ these writers 12 months of the year. You can't only employ them for the season. You've got to do something during January.
Maybe they should work when they're not fucking hungover as shit.
Nah, fuck that. If I was doing their job, I'd do the same. Which players have the best haircuts?
That was a post. I did see that.
Yeah, I don't doubt it at all.
But I can understand getting the writers, but maybe not pulling content from the Facebook comment section.
Why not? Yeah, they should go full memes. Best meme of the year.
Hey, I would actually prefer that than those shitty top 10 people who were from interstate.
Although they did do one, was it AFL.com or was it somebody else? They ranked the playing careers of all 18 coaches.
Yeah, I think it was AFL.com.
Yeah. I thought that was interesting because I hadn't seen a report like that before. And it was interesting, you know, considering a couple of coaches hadn't played in the AFL.
Well, it was the one list where Brisbane on recent form had a chance to be on top.
Well they did until Chris Fagan came in, who's never played.
Well, that's with, you know, Lepich, Voss and...
Matthews before Matthews. Voss. That's not a bad little run.
I think those three would have topped pretty much any other coach. Well, yeah, now I'll include Hurd. They would have topped Hurd based on his...
Voss and Hurd are basically the same player.
Yeah, but one of them fucked up their club by being incompetent. The other fucked it up even further by being shit.
By being incompetent, yeah. Mm.
Married careers, except one with less steroids.
Yes.
Or yeah. Thymos and Beta 4.
One went the unconventional route to fuck his club.
He went the whole hog.
Yeah, he certainly went the Greek style fucking about with the club.
Oh, we shouldn't give Hurdy shit.
Why not?
Oh, I don't know.
It's fun. It's easy. What more do you need?
Well, let's be honest. He's probably copped more than enough.
I'm sure he's got his millions of dollars to keep him company.
Yeah, well.
You reckon he'll come back to like a media position in 4 or 5 years? I mean, if Wayne Carey can come back to one.
Yeah. Carey just fucked up his coach's wife. Not his captain's wife. He hasn't fucked up a whole club.
He hasn't fucked up a whole club, but he was arrested.
Yeah, but that was domestic violence.
More than once.
And, you know, that was an SA, so that's kind of...
I think one was in Vegas or some shit too, wasn't it?
Oh, in Vegas, they just place odds on that sort of shit.
Yeah, I think anybody can come back.
Thing is, I would actually like him to be able to come back, because his insights into the game are actually pretty good.
Were they?
Yeah.
It's been a while, I can't really remember them, but he's certainly got a more interesting voice than Matty Lloyd. But Matty Lloyd, I think, says some really smart things. He just says them in a horrible, horrible way.
Yeah, and then Darcy just has no opinions about anything.
Yeah. Yeah. Good point there, Lingy.
Ed, whoever. Yep. Oh, I could agree more, Ed.
Couldn't agree more.
Well, you're paying
me. Yeah, absolutely.
I'm paying you, Darcy, so you're fucking better.
What do you think about Hutchie on the footy show?
Oh, look, I'll give Hutchie his due. He's a hard worker.
Fucking oath he is.
As an interesting presenter, he's not.
But when was the last time you watched the footy show anyway? Like, I know it's trendy to hang shit on the footy show, but it's not because I hate it, but I'm just not in the place where I can watch it last 3 or 4 years.
No, I do watch it. I don't watch it end to end.
Yeah.
Just because it's too long and I've got other shit to do. But I will tune in and, you know, watch until my particular team is announced. But when they're doing the side shit, like the street talk or whatever, I tend to sort of go, oh, what else is on? Just because I'm not that fussed and it's not that funny.
It's not, yeah, it's got nothing to do with the footy either.
Yeah, like when Croft does his old man, old woman things.
Well, like, it was funny the first time.
Yeah. And
it's the same shit now.
And you're like, I'm just not feeling it.
Yeah.
But I can understand their point. They're a variety show and they want to sort of be the top gear of footy. It's just, it's not there.
Yeah.
For me. There are plenty of other people who love it, which is why it's still on telly.
But like I said, it's really unfair for me to say anything about it because I haven't watched it for 3 or 4 years and it's not like I boycotted it or anything like that. But I also find if there is anything massive that becomes, you know, the water cooler talk on the footy show, the clip will be on Facebook the next day. If there's anything interesting that happens. But Yeah. Anyway, it seemed to get a lot of people up in arms that, you know, he's got this coveted position.
Isn't it funny, though? All the people, especially on Facebook or whatever, who are saying, footy show shit, I don't watch it anyway, are up in arms saying, Hutchie shouldn't be on there. It's fucking crap. It's like, well, you're not watching anyway. What do you care?
Pick one.
Yeah. Either you're boycotting it because reasons or, you know, you actually care who's presenting. And the same sort of people were talking about Beck Madden last year.
Yeah.
I think she did a great job.
Again, I didn't watch it. I can't say she did a good, bad, or indifferent job.
No, it'll be weird, though, to see what happens if Lyon, you know, he's still contracted. So does he come back?
Well, he's on SEN this year, so I don't think he's doing the footy show. Definitely not, because otherwise he would have replaced Hutchie. But yeah, he's on the breakfast on SEN. But again, I don't listen to the radio either these days because I've got fucking podcasts. Anyway.
I listen to the test Triple M calls.
Yeah, usually test on the way home.
With H.G. Nelson. It's been fantastic.
With H.G. Nelson is on it? Oh, I thought... He's in there. I knew they got Kerry O'Keefe. I didn't know they got him as well.
No, he is brilliant.
Ah, good stuff.
You know, exactly what you expect.
Yeah.
You know, smart arsery, random bullshit stories, but it's test cricket. It needs a bit of livening up, which is why Kerry O'Keefe is great, because he's got those stories and that fucking laugh.
It was amazing that he came back to it, because I didn't think he would. After, you know, because he had a job for life at the ABC, and obviously he went, you know what, I've had enough. You know, I'm walking away. And he said 2 years off, and... thought, you know what, I don't know if I'll come back or not. And Triple M went, here's a fuckload of cash. He's gone, sounds all right.
To be fair, the ABC tends to not pay that much.
Yeah.
Whereas Triple M would probably pay quite a bit.
That's it. That's the only reason he would have come out of retirement, was the money was just too much. Good on him.
Random other funny point. I was watching the Big Bash, might have even been yesterday. Ricky Ponting, Mark Waugh, and Howie are in the box. And I do like how they have the camera on the commentators, and you can see the sort of banter in between them and the reactions they have.
The reactions is good,
because they're all into the cricket. They're all cricket lovers.
Yep.
And old punter was saying that was the Boxing Day test this year.
Yep.
The first game he's been to where he wasn't working.
Good on him.
Either as a player or as a commentator.
Commentator. Oh, there you go.
And he said, you know, just hasn't been on my radar, but I turned up, really enjoyed it.
Oh, good on him. I remember, I think it was Joe Namath, the famous American football player, that always said that playing in the NFL ruined his Sundays. So it's the same thing, like when he wasn't, you know, working, if he had time off, the last thing he'd do is be watching football or something like that.
NFL, that's kind of like Australian football where they throw it, yeah?
Yeah, that's about it. So it's interesting. They can, then you find those other people that they just absolutely consume it. After they're finished playing and stuff like that. But it's good to do something you love, I guess.
The people that are on everything.
Yeah. You know, why wouldn't you, if you could?
Well, I think for some of them, it's more a matter of opportunity. Because, well, if you turned up to, say, get your taxes done, and Matty Lloyd's across the desk, you're kind of like, Matty, not feeling confident here.
It wouldn't seem out of place, personality-wise.
Yeah, but... I'm not ready to hand over everything to him. Although, having said that, I think I've mentioned before that the printer rep that I deal with is Stix Kernahan. Top bloke. He's very competent at what he does.
Working in paper. Who would have thought it? Coming out of Carlton.
Well, yeah.
So what else? Anything else going on in the world of sport? Are we going to...
Well, there's always something happening. I did see Gaelic football now has the mark.
Yeah, but it's...
Only in a specific instance where the goalkeeper kicks it out, though.
Yeah, and it's got to be beyond the 20-yard line and only on the first Saturday of the month.
Yeah. What I do love is that
rising.
In exactly the same as the AFL fashion, anytime there's a rule change like that, everyone's up in arms saying, the sport's ruined for me, I fucking hate it, it's terrible, it's bullshit. And it's literally only when it's a goalkeeper kick beyond 20 metres and some other sort of player movement.
Yeah. Well, I don't know enough about the game to see if that's...
It's extremely limited.
Then why do it? Like, I don't understand.
I'm guessing they're trying to counter a congestion and trying to get the game move quicker, just because that's what AFL tends to do with every rule change. Must be.
If Kevin Bartlett had something to do with it, it would not surprise me in the least.
Yeah, but I do love the reaction in that we are a global community, and Australia football and Gaelic football are probably the closest relations in terms of, home sports.
Our sports, yeah.
And both of them have supporters who just love to overreact and jump on Facebook and yell and scream. Although the Irish do sound funnier when they do it.
It's good. It's great to see that it's universal, a universal reaction to rule changes in your favourite sport.
Yeah. They did have a one of the AFL news websites, I can't remember which one it was, had a best international team. There was two Halpins in it, but there were six Connors. And I'm kind of disappointed that Conor McGregor didn't get a mention.
He probably should have been a runner or a trainer.
Yeah, run around. Conor punch.
Yeah, why wouldn't you? Playing touch butt in the park. all right, I think we're scraping the barrel. So go to clickingballs.com. Let us know what's going on. And I think, yeah, that'll do it. Next week we'll babble on about some more sport.
Preview a bit of the upcoming year that we want to do. We want to try and get a bit more interaction, would you say? So if anyone's got something to say, they want to drop a line, we'll probably mention it.
It's like we always do. So hit us up on Facebook or the website or on SoundCloud. All right, guys. Bye.
See ya.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.